Hello, this is Will Hardy with Man Talk Radio. We are all about breaking down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few minutes. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom on this Easter Eve. Very fun. I'm always excited to see how God does this. And so today, just to start off with, we have actually one of my good friends. I got to see him on a rare occasion as he was coming through town this week. My friend is Michael Austin. He's with Christian History Magazine. Welcome, Michael. And welcome to your feedback in your phone. Can you hear me? Oh, we lost Michael. Anyway, we got a lot coming up from Michael in Christian History Magazine. Their issue this month is America's Book, How the Bible Shaped a Nation. And we could use that right now, I'm sure. And that goes perfectly with our other guest today, Joan Fleming and Linda Petro. Am I getting that right?
And close enough is Petro.
Petro.
Yeah.
So the U is not silent.
No, it's not. It's
and
Greek.
So it's for
it
Petru. Okay. And they are with the North Carolina Federation of Republican Women. And if that isn't a mouthful, especially in today's climate. So let's take Joan. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the North Carolina Federation of Republican Women?
Okay. It's an affiliate of the NCGOP and the Forsyth County Republican Women here, and we are also a member of the North Carolina Federation and the National Federation.
What do they do?
Well, we plug into the GOP and we tell people to try to invite people to come to the women's group. We get involved with the GOP, we're an affiliate, and we don't control it, but the women mostly do the work of any volunteer organization. So that's what we do. We work hard and get out to vote. We work hard at headquarters, and we have service projects that we do. And we just plug away to elect Republicans.
That's beautiful. Absolutely. When you think about it, you know, that it is, obviously, and we Linda, you want to get a word in on that?
Well, I was just going to say, if you ask any candidate, they always say they couldn't have won without us, and they couldn't have. We're the brains and the work behind it. We let the men take the credit, but really the credit belongs to us.
And well, you've got a monthly dinner that folks can attend if they're
Yes, we
right
do. It's the fourth Thursday of every month, and this coming month we have Alex Nelson coming. And next month we have our state party chairman, Michael Whatley, and candidate for Senate, Mark Walker, coming.
Oh, I love Mark. And so how cool is that? And, you know, it's Easter Eve, so you're probably wondering, Robbie, what does the Republicans have to do with Easter? Well, I have an answer for you, as you might have guessed. So speaking of Republican, you're going to like this, Bill. I just found out my grandpa, a lifelong Republican, is going to vote Democratic next fall.
He passed away?
This would never happen if he was alive.
Oh, you ruined it for him, Bill.
Well, interestingly enough, my mother-in-law died in 1991 and voted in 1992.
Yeah.
So that's how here in Winston-Salem.
So, and my name happens to be Robert Bruce Dillmore Jr., and so when I went to vote this year, my dad's been dead like 3, and so they had me down like, are you, you know, and when I saw the name they had on, and I'm like, no, that's not me. So, Democrats wanted every American to receive a $1,400 check, while Republicans, you might have known this, they favored giving everybody 10 pounds of Parmesan cheese. Because the GOP, you know why?
No.
They want to make America great again.
Oh, oh, bro. We didn't know this was a comedy hour.
It's not.
It's more like 5 minutes.
Michael, you getting these? Yeah. So, there's a new store where I live. This is where this all fits into Easter. So there is a new store where I live. It only allows Republicans to shop there, Beth Ann.
Oh, no, just Republicans?
Yeah.
Huh.
They say the customer is always right.
There you go.
and so, you may know, and I really do believe this with all my heart, that Easter has to do with righteousness. Like, God is going to make us right. And you know what, the lengths he went to do that and then be able to come out of the grave, the only way he would do that is if he was in fact right. And so, you know, the proof of the pudding will be in the eating. So here's my question today, and the one that you can call in and win. What is right with Easter? There you go. What is right with Easter? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. If you call in today, and you can guess the answer to that's going to be subjective. So you can't miss. Just call us, 866-342. And if they do, Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie, they're going to win. Oh, I'm going to throw in some of my Twix that I got. And we also have great prizes, t-shirts, long sleeve. We got great books, devotionals, all inside the Truth Prize
Closet. Is
that
an Easter Bunny Twix?
No, Twix is the big bag of candy that Michael gave us.
How about
all.
Tweets?
You can get Twix and tweets from me to you.
All you have to do is call us at 866-348-7884. And the good news is, Bill, we have Michael back. So Michael is with Christian History Magazine. And this month's issue is America's Book, How the Bible Shaped a Nation. Welcome, Michael.
Well, thank you, and it's great. It's great to be laughing today because I needed a good laugh. So I'm glad I tuned in today to get a few laughs. Wow.
Yeah, well, it's just the whole Republican thing and America's Book that Shaped the Nation. I think they kind of go together. Did you notice that? And so when I looked at the cover of this book, I just have to jump right in with this, Michael, because inquiring minds need to know. Have you seen the cover of your new issue?
Yes, I have.
So interestingly, there are three women that are pictured on the cover of this American book.
I noticed that, actually. And it may be four.
Yeah, you're right. It could be. But so I'm dying to know, who are these women? I mean, I see the, is the one with the white bonnet on her head, is that Whistler's mother?
I don't think so.
Her sister?
Any relation?
She is looking off to the right, but I don't think that's right.
Well said, Michael. How about the less than attractive woman that's that's right in the middle of the cover? Do you know who that might be? I stumped the panel. Michael went off, and instead I've got Daniel in Richmond. So, Michael, we'll get you back here. So, Michael, do you know who that woman might be?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, me either. It kind of has the look of Eleanor Roosevelt to me. And you know, depending on which you hold the cover, she is looking right if I turn it this way.
You're right. You're right.
Well, I can tell you one thing. On this particular subject, I don't think that you're going to be able to be right very often.
I love that. Oh, it's so good. But the Bible was a big part of, you know, how this nation was formed. And women obviously played a huge role in keeping that central, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, as I was listening to the conversation earlier, I immediately went on the website to search the word women, and got over 10 pages of references, so I'm ready for you.
Oh, well, we're loaded for bear today on Kingdom Pursuits. We got so much more coming from Michael, Christian History Magazine, Joan, and Linda with the North Carolina Federation of Republican Women. But we need you. We got Scott Barton calling in. There was somebody else that had a guess on, you know, what's right with Easter. 866-348. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And what today we're so blessed to have with us Joan Fleming and Linda Petru with the North Carolina Federation of Republican Women, as well as Michael Austin. He is the editor of Christian History Magazine. This month's issue, How the Bible Helped Shape a Nation, and the cover has these women on it that we are just inquiring minds need. We looked up Whistler's mother. We looked up Emily Dickinson. We looked up Betsy Ross. And so far, we have stumped the panel. So if you want to make a guess along with, you know, what's right with Easter on who these women might be on the cover, we would love to know. 866-348-7884. And Michael, have you had any enlightenment while we were on the break?
not as to the individual in the picture, but I do want to remind all of us that, yeah, in the picture of Christ, women stand prominently. You know, he was a revolutionary and revolutionized the status of women like no one in history. In fact, I think that's one of the big reasons why the Christian faith still claims more people than in any other religion on the planet. So, and women have played an enormous role in that.
Yeah, let me just say that last night, my wife Tammy and I were preparing for this Seder that we're doing later today, and that in order to make kosher matzah, I don't know if you knew this, but in order to make kosher matzah, from the point in time that the water touches the flour until it's cooked, you got 18 minutes. So Tammy and I, you know, we've made matzah many times because we love to do Seder dinners, and we always try to go for the record, you know. And we decided that we're just not kosher. That's hard. Because you got to roll it out, you got to make it real thin, you got to put little fork imprints in it and get it in the pan, and it's got to cook. You're not picturing this. But as we were working together, then we were making the horset, which you have to peel all these apples and you have to take the cinnamon. And as we were doing all this stuff, I was thinking, man, for generations, the mothers of Israel, right, have had their daughters around this holiday and sharing with them why it is that you got 18 minutes to make this stuff. You know, it's like for them, it's like making Christmas cookies. And so they've been, I'm serious, they've been teaching their families about sin from the you know, making those Christmas cookies, Passover matzah ever since whatever. And when they make the horset, I don't know if you knew, they take apples and cinnamon and almonds and they mix it together with grape juice or wine, depending on how you want to make it. You can guess what my choice would be. So anyway, when you mix it together, oh my goodness, it makes this wonderful, wonderful tasting food. But when you look at it, it looks like the mortar that they used to make bricks while they were in slavery. And so, you know, they're teaching the story and how important, because what you guys talked about, I know I'm going really long, but I was thinking about it last night, how important the nurturing of the mothers that are teaching the children from the time, right? And so here you guys are nurturing these candidates, which clearly need some nurturing, don't they, Linda?
Oh my God, of course they do. They come in and they have no idea what they're doing and how to even start, and they don't even know the paperwork they have to file. And you've got to file that paperwork or you're in big trouble.
Also nurturing the next generation to be involved and to care exactly. about who gets elected.
Well, let's just talk about the paperwork a minute. Yeah. So, Beth Ann.
You'd never be elected.
I would not.
Right. First of all, if he filled it out, we wouldn't find it on his desk at all.
That's why you hire somebody to do it for
That's
you.
That's right. You're hired.
Could you imagine? Not even.
And
no.
You'd be a good politician. You would.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a shame because of the paperwork, but you got to do it, Robbie. Robbie for president, 2024.
Do you know how to tweet well?
I have 20,000 followers. I actually can tweet. But I lost some of them when the... I did. I lost 3,000 followers during the purging of whatever happened with Twitter. I don't know. It's just what happened. But anyway, that's really cool. And so I hadn't even thought about that. Mm-hmm. You help them get their paperwork straight.
Well, at least we advise them who to go to and get it done, because if you don't get that paperwork done, especially financial paperwork, you can be in a lot of trouble.
So, Michael, I'm just guessing, that you don't have a woman on your staff to put the picture names in the issue. Oh, Beth Ann, did you find them? Who are these women?
They don't have the names, but they have the works of art. They're actual works of art in the Smithsonian. So I was going to bring the cover. I'll bring it into you.
Oh, well, bring it. That's okay. And maybe we'll do a little Googling during the break. We'll know this. But I'm just saying that if you had a woman who was looking at your cover and went, who are these women? Then obviously you guys. But
well,
I do love what the issue.
We commonly say anytime something like that happens is because a man did it. If a woman had done it, we would have had the names.
Now, Robbie, that's wisdom speaking. I want to remind us all that in Proverbs, 1-9, read it carefully, because that's where we find out who wisdom is. And guess what? Wisdom is a woman, and she was there from the beginning.
Oh, you're so, right. That's a feminine. You're right. That's a good point.
I'm on their side. I'm on their side when they're talking
Smart
about
move,
the GOP.
Michael.
The GOP absolutely needs right women.
So I got Scott Barton. He's been hanging on forever. He's got a guest for us on what's right with Easter. So, Scott, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits. Buddy, what's right with Easter?
Good morning, Robbie. Great show. I'll just take a stab at it. I don't know the riddle, but I guess what's right for me about it is the resurrection.
Yeah.
And all the eyewitnesses and all the testimony and all that. How they somehow got that, he rolled that rock away. But I was listening to Lee Strobel during the break. Some of the most ardent, strident Christians that make the most compelling arguments are former atheists. C.S. Lewis. Mm. Of course, that Lee Strobel, and I guess that was from his best-selling book, Case for Christ. Huh?
He needed more women in his life. I mean, it's just what he needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, the thing I think about, Scott, is I think about that morning, and you couldn't be more right about, that when he rose, he couldn't have if he wasn't right with the Father. And then who was there first? Who got there first? And who would not let go, by the way? It's just one of my favorite things.
Absolutely.
She grabbed hold of him, and she was not letting go. It's like, you got to let me
Absolutely.
Go. I haven't been to the Father. I love that scene.
That's a mother for you.
Yeah, it is. It is that heart of God that is, if you had a chance to grab hold of Jesus when he just came out on Easter morning, wouldn't you grab? So that's a beautiful thought. Thank you, Scott. You win.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much, Scott. So getting back to Christian History Magazine, which is really, we had talked about when you were here last week, Michael, that the episode before, and we got a lot of Quakers in the area. And you guys had taken up the whole idea of how Quakers affected America in the early days.
Yes. And one of the things that we talked about that was so inspiring to me was the solution that the Quakers had to slavery. And again, very practical. Very practical thinking, and I wouldn't be surprised if women had a big part in this decision. But what they did was simply they purchased slaves, and then they set them free. What a witness. What a picture of Jesus, because that's what he does with us. He purchases us and sets us free.
It's just brilliant. You know, you think really about that time. Yeah, it really is. Yes, Linda.
And it's a lot like the Moravians here in Winston-Salem, where they had slaves, very few of them. But the slaves were able to, or at least early on, were able to purchase their freedom in a sense. They were trained. They were accepted as part of the community. They were encouraged to marry. The families were kept together. And they could work, become bricklayers, and make bricks and all sorts of things, and eventually be able to be free, work their way through to become free. So it's a very similar pattern to what the Quakers had.
Right. And so I think that when you have an opportunity to meet God on Easter morning, however that works for you, it changes your heart. And as we talked about in the previous show, you know, to see another person is to see the face of God. And as you fall in love with people, you don't want them to work for nothing. You don't want them you don't want anybody to be your slave. I mean, it just, you know, obviously William Wilberforce took that on in England and with politics. And so, and you might think that what does politics have to do with Easter, but it took somebody like a William Wilberforce, that God had put this on his heart, to set free all these slaves. And so how cool is it that God has put it on Joan and Linda's heart to work within this? And we're going to talk about what's really important in this season when we come back in the volunteering as precincts and voting and all those things become so important. So we got that. We got Amy Cabo, and Lynn is calling from Washington. So we got so much more coming up. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we have answers. You may have questions, but we have answers. So the woman that is reading the Bible on the cover of the Christian History magazine that I have been dying to find out, her name was Maud Jones. And she was actually the artist. It was a self-portrait of herself, finding, you know, what she needed to know from the Bible. How cool is that? So, Michael, at least we have one person identified. That's old Maud right there. And, you know.
That's wonderful.
And who gave you the information? A woman.
Yes, yes. Very, 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 very true. So speaking of women, we have Amy Cabo with us. She is the host of The Cure. And she is on today on the Truth Network at 1 o'clock. And her show this week, again, this is a live show, so you can call in. It's The Stigma of Mental Illness. And as I talked about on the Christian Car Guy show, you know, it's the illness that gets no chicken pie. In other words, you find out somebody in your Sunday school class has got bipolar disorder, depression, you know, that's not the person you run out and buy a chicken pie for and deliver it to them. It's got a stigma, doesn't it, Amy? And again, you would have experience with that.
I certainly do. And what's interesting about today is that we're going to explore how to transform stigma into strength, which
Ooh.
Is a much different perspective and a brand new look at it. Because it is true, we do deal with stigmas, and it's preventing a lot of us to get the help that we need and to correct our ways. I experienced it firsthand. And I've been quite capable in my life. So we're going to try to clarify this for people.
How beautiful, Amy. I'm so glad you're doing that. That is such a needed thing. It just is. And for a lot of folks that are searching for where does my faith fit into this equation, it's a beautiful program. It's on today at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. Again, it's live, so you can call in. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
Thank you, Robbie, and God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. So, Again, we have Joan and Linda with us. And you know, as we talked about in the show, that obviously, you know, they're with the Republican convention. They're obviously doing some very needed wisdom that the Republican Party needs. And one of the things I heard you mention was precincts, right? And so maybe if you're like me and you're wondering, gee, what happened to my vote? I mean, what happened to the people's votes in Pennsylvania or in Michigan or all those things? If you're Republican, these things are a concern. If you're a Democrat, you may be wondering about election integrity. Those are just important issues. So I talked to Mark Walker I was part of an interview with Ryan Fornay, with an interview with Mark Walker, took that question to him. And because I said, what are we doing to make sure that, you know, that something happens here? And you know what he said? He said, Robbie, this is a state deal. He said, it's the state legislatures that actually determine, you know, how votes are going to happen in Pennsylvania or how they're going to happen in Michigan. And so the fact that we get involved with the Republican Party, that we get involved with the Democratic Party, if you're trying to get election integrity, it's not going to happen at the national level. You know, it's going to happen, right? Grassroots. Yeah. And so this is why we need groups like you guys.
It all happens at the state level. Election laws are not national. They're statewide. And each state does some things a little bit different. We had a great program last year statewide. And here in North Carolina, we did our job. The turnout was wonderful. The eyes on the election was very, very strong. And we were very successful. I mean, we took 3 state Supreme Court seats.
Right, so this is a big, this is why you guys need help, right?
Right, but it starts at the precinct level. Because the person at the precinct level, you want to talk about that, Joan?
Sure. We have 101 precincts in Forsyth County.
Are you kidding me?
101, yeah, that's where you vote. And most people don't even know where their precinct is because they're so used to voting early. And we go to the 17 precincts then. And each year we have to have greeters, we have to have poll observers, and we have to have judges.
I think we can all learn why poll observers are.
Yes, right.
You know, we've seen it firsthand. Mm-hmm, this stuff is like critical. Yeah. And this is why, you know, I've heard other talk shows talk about, well, you got to volunteer, you got to do this. I haven't put this all together because my mind's kind of small. And but like, oh, right. Man, look.
You've been trying to figure out that picture on the magazine.
It's old Maude. That's who that is.
But the precinct chairs are just a vital part of our grassroots organization. And like I said, we have 101 precincts. Right now we have 61
in Forsyth County.
Chairs,
well, right. How many are there in Charlotte? We got people listening, by the way, that are in Virginia.
Right.
They're listening in Raleigh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. How many precincts they got out there in Wake County?
Oh, I can't imagine. Probably over 200, I would say.
And so
in Davie
are there
County,
Republican women in Wake County?
Mm-hmm.
Are there in Charlotte?
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Just wondering.
Yeah. Charlotte has Mecklenburg County has, I think, 3, if not 4, Republican women's clubs.
Wow. Wow. Obviously, if there's 100 precincts, I had no idea.
And
it's amazing how ignorant I am.
Just think about staffing all those precincts.
Bill, did you know that?
One thing we've got here in Forsyth County.
No,
you've got
to answer the question so I can feel ignorant or not.
I'm a precinct captain.
Did you know there were 100? Oh, you did know.
Yeah.
I'm so ignorant.
But that I just recently found out. It's also because I go to the Monday lunch for conservatives in Forsyth County.
Oh, that's the right thing to do.
I would love that. Anybody else that would like to join us at noon at Golden Corral would love to have you come join us.
So, wow. So, 100 precincts, 101, mm-hmm. and just Forsyth mm-hmm. County, and I live in Rockingham County, so who knows? You know, we might have 12.
I'm not sure. You probably have more than that. We have about 13 or 14 in Davie, and I think Davie's smaller than Rockingham.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that Davie had 13. I used to work in Davie County, as
I
you might.
I thought you did. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Chrysler store out there, but I didn't know then. Yeah. And so I know that in Rockingham County, I like to go to the precinct, mm-hmm. and we went out to the little high school that's out there and voted. And so that's beautiful. Wow. And so, yeah, you've got a lot of that. And so if somebody was to respond and say, yeah, I want to volunteer, number one, how do they do that? And number two, what then they got to do?
Well, number one, they can call their local GOP office. They there's a local office in all the counties, and we have 100 counties. And number two, they could go to their website and check out the committees or where they'd want to volunteer. And but precinct is where we ask people to start.
So when you say the web, there's a website for your precinct?
No, website for most of the county parties, GOP.
Oh, okay. So I'd go to Rockingham County, right. GOP mm-hmm. party, mm-hmm. And away I go. So once I've been recruited into this GOP team, then what?
You can get busy.
Busy right? doing
we,
what?
We love having volunteers. Well, we have committees. We have voter registration.
We also train you.
Train me to?
Well, we'll.
Good luck.
We'll try.
Yeah, do paperwork.
Well, we have a thing called Data Center, and we can train you on that use so you can go into the Data Center into your precinct and find Republicans.
So, Michael, are you hearing all this? Michael, hey, Austin.
Yeah. Nope. I'll tell you what I'm noticing. I'm noticing how many times Robbie says, I had no idea.
He's like a lot of other people, too.
So, Michael,
thank you.
Do you know how many precincts are in your area?
I haven't a clue. But let me say this, that women have been saying this. Men have been saying this to women for centuries. In fact, the first Christians are known for their care for other people. But who started the first hospital? Her name was Fabiola. She founded the first Christian
picture?
Hospital in Europe. She didn't make the cover. But she is mentioned in an issue of Christian History Magazine, actually number 17, one of the earliest issues. And the whole issue is devoted to neglected women of the early church. Now, what does that mean that they were neglected? They were neglected because their names were forgotten.
Right, like and, the cover of the magazine. Their names have been forgotten. It's a classic problem, I can see. That's okay. We got so much more Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with all sorts of ways that you can get involved. And also how you can get this magazine to see the cover for yourself. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And Bill's always told me he'd had a passion for women. He's told me that all.
I remember you saying that. I don't remember me saying that.
So he set up the North Carolina Federation of Republican Women, which is very, I mean, I'm just learning all sorts of stuff. And my good friend Michael Austin, we had the most delightful conversation as he was coming through town. We sat here for an hour. And Michael, my boss had to break us up because I just went on and on. You can't imagine.
I can imagine.
But anyway, Michael, I know people are wondering, how do I get my hands on this cover? How do I see this magazine and the wonderful stuff you do? So how is it people get connected to Christian History Magazine? Earth to Michael, come in. We've lost him. No, he's coming back.
Oh, sorry, I had you on mute.
Okay.
I had you on mute, Robbie, and thank you
for
mentioning. But ChristianHistoryMagazine.org is a wonderful website where folks can go and read all of these magazines, including issue 17, which is all about women in the early church. It's just a great, great website for the home, the school, and the church library. And it's amazing how often women are mentioned. Once again, as I said earlier, Jesus transformed their position in society. And we don't think about that. We take it for granted today. In fact, I want to give a shout-out and a call-out to our women in the audience to acknowledge their power in an ability to direct the attention of men. That's something that they're extremely successful at. They know all about that, and they're good at it, and they love to do that. And I want them to direct their attention to what their responsibility is, what their role is, and to get them to convert from saying, gee, I never heard of that, or gee, I didn't even know about that, to accepting their role as leadership, especially in the Republican Party. And praise these wonderful women for their work that they're doing, and encourage them to remind these men, direct their attention to what is really important.
And when you think about it, Michael, you know, one of the first evangelists out there was the woman at the well. I mean, she made a huge impact. And again, she wasn't a Jew. She was a Samaritan. So she's out there, you know, telling everybody. I mean, just spreading the word. Yes. And
she did the right thing immediately. She evangelized the whole town. And the town leaders then came out to Jesus and said, we want to be a part of this.
That was, by the way, Michael, not to interrupt, but I will anyway, that she was not a woman of great standing. You know, this wasn't like, well, everybody listened to her. You know, Eve Hutton here, he's talking. No, this woman was, but that did not stop her, nor did it change her credibility. I mean,
she was a sinner like the rest of us.
And like
and
my friend
that's
Bob.
That's what made her testimony so powerful.
It is. It is like my friend Bob, my Christian junkyard guy, always says. He says, what I thought made me disqualified actually makes me uniquely qualified to get out there and share from whatever platform God gives you, because your past is a big part of your story, which, you know, more politicians could, you know, share that stuff because they would have more impact. Don't you think, Linda?
I do. I absolutely agree. I had a student one time who said in college he wasn't going to do anything because he wanted to run for office one day. And my response for him was, I'm not going to vote for you. And he said, why? And I said, because you never messed up and made a mistake and learned from it. So we are all of our mistakes and what we've learned from them. And we need to push that notion and not run away from it. And I agree with that.
Isn't that beautiful? And yeah, I think about it, Michael. That, oh,
thank
you, Beth Ann. Yeah, absolutely.
And besides, women are the first educators of all in the family. We civilize the children and we educate them.
We civilize the men too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very true. It's very true. It's very true. So
they had a very significant role in the early church because so many of the men had been killed off. In battle, that the population of the church was predominantly women, which is the case today. But the important thing is
the
that
men
have
been killed off in a different way, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
well,
just
yes,
true.
It's
just true.
That.
So, Michael, real quick, because we only got about 30 seconds left, and I want to get everybody a chance to say, what issue coming out is the one you're most excited about?
Well, the current one, I think, is most important because it focuses on the Bible. And by the way, it's only the first of a series. There's going to be another issue later this year, possibly early next year, on the Bible. But what we need to do as a nation is turn back to the truth of Scripture. And these two issues are do that very effectively.
There you go. Turn back to the Scriptures, and we'll all realize tomorrow's a big day, isn't it, Beth Ann? He's risen.
He's risen indeed.
And so see if you can be the first to the tomb in the morning, outrun James and John or Mary or whoever you got. It's very, very cool. Right now you get to sit and listen to a lot more truth coming at you on the Truth Network. James Banks, Encouraging Prayer, special Easter episode coming up right after this. You want to listen to that. And then Masculine Journey starts here now, 12 o'clock. On the Truth in Winston, and then Nikita Koloff's going to man up. He did a Christmas with Koloff. No, Easter with Koloff. Special episode. Got it.
This is the Truth Network.